Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and sing
to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For the Lord is great and ready to be praised. Sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Bless His name.
Worship the Lord for His good. Worship the Lord for His good. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for His good.
Oh, come and sing.
Worship the Lord for His
sing good. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Worship the Lord for His
oh,
good.
Come and sing.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for His good.
For the Lord is great and ready to be praised.
Praise the Lord for His good, worthy of praise. Praise the Lord for His good, worthy of praise. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, come and sing.
Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
For
the Lord is great and ready to be praised. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind.
Sing a new song
unto the Lord,
all of the earth.
Praise the
of praise. Serve
the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Give thanks to the Lord, all the earth.
Have a blessings, everyone. We give someone to pray in. Oh, yeah, just, well, here, I'll resend the PM to you, Brother Samuel, if I can. Usually you could find it on the top right. If everybody can please get on their knees, we're going to pray here. There, I just resent it, Samuel. All right, so everybody please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence, as you do every time that we gather. And so we know the promise is true because we see your hand move upon our hearts when we gather. Thank you for bridling my tongue and any tongue that speaks, because it is Testimony Sabbath, and many are going to be coming to the microphone. And we thank you, Father, for blessing us all in advance of what the testimonies we're going to be hearing here in a moment. And thank you so much for the way to keep moving your hand and sharing with us and opening up the Word and letting us even see things 20, 30, 40, 60, or 70 years ago that we didn't realize until now. Thank you for the way you are truly with us, even before we find your Son as Savior and you guide us onto that path. We thank you so much for that. And so thank you for your continued presence. I also want to thank you for all the angels that are present right now, because we know what it says in regards to how they like to be in the company of true, obedient believers. And so we thank you for them being here too. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, those that are being mentioned in the text chat now and previously. And we have many people that we're praying for, Father. And we thank you for your hand upon them as well. And we offer this prayer and all the praises we're about to share to the best of our ability. And our ability always falls far short of the name that we pray in. But we're trying, Father. We are seeking to overcome and be able to stand without a mediator so we can be that number, be in that number. And so that name that we pray in is the name of your precious Son, our Savior, our Creator, and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, I just want to double check and thanks, Brother Joe, for recording the chat, because I can't do it. I do have a way of getting hold of a streaming recorder, but I don't know if it does local. I think there's a trial version, so I'm going to test it. But that's just going to be, I'm just doing that for a fail-safe, you know, because I always do all multiple backups and stuff like that, and so I'm always making sure. Yeah, well, we're going to need that, Brother Samuel, because some questions have come up in regards to what you said regarding the 12 apostles, the sun, and the moon. And so, please, as soon as you can, just get that to me. And for those of you like Brother Lawrence, and I think Brother Ted was saying a couple of weeks ago that he can hear the microphone, even though I mute myself in turbo. I don't think it's the mixer, Lawrence. I think it's turbo, because you know, when I shut when I mute in the stream, no one can hear me, but they can, only you and Ted can hear me, and you're not on the stream. You told me last week you weren't on the stream, so I'm assuming it has to be turbo, because that's the only other tap into the microphone itself. Hold on, I just got a text here. Oh, this first testimony, I'm going to share this from Brother Tim, because I just got this. And please keep, I should have mentioned her. Oh, well, she's on the prayer list, and so I mentioned her last night. Sandy, his aunt, which is a friend of our family. She was the one the Lord used many years ago. Okay, I just heard that echo. All right. It's probably somebody coming into the turbo. But, yeah, the Lord used many years ago to help us find a house to live in when we were leaving the Chicago area. And then exactly 1 year later, we found, and that house that we lived in was $400 a month. It was four bedrooms, but it was in a small town. And we went to that small town knowing that within a year we're out of here, because we're looking for a farmhouse. And exactly to the day, we moved into a farmhouse, and Sandy helped us find that too. And that was the farmhouse that we lived for a little over 8 years, 5 acres, 5 bedrooms. Well, I think it was 4 bedrooms we got in there, but I had to repair the roof and then get another, and then the walls and the ceiling, because it was like an abandoned house kind of a thing. But it was still a good structure. And so we lived there for a little over 8 years on 5 acres for $100 a month. That's where the ministry went online too, by the way. That's where it first went online. We found out about the Sabbath at the house previous. We had left the Chicago area, and within 6 months, my wife and I came into agreement in regards to what we found regarding Sabbath. We, you know, we understood who Antichrist was, but we never knew what the mark was. I never said it on the street, but my thought process back then, being a computer programmer, that I thought the mark had something to do with 666 because it's an invertible number. And it's on all the barcodes. It's on every barcode. You can't buy and sell without a barcode, at least in America. I don't know how it's like in other countries. And so, and that barcode is based on 3 sixes. And but then the Lord revealed to me 6 months after we moved away from, we got away from our brothers and, you know, our siblings. And within 6 months of getting away, we were blessed with and started keeping Sabbath. And so, but she's in the hospital, Sandy, and many, many issues, but just, we're just not going to go public in regards to where, you know, she's in the hospital just like anybody else can end up in a hospital, right? So I just wanted to let everybody know to please keep her in your prayers, especially in regards to her faith, because she's kind of, but the Lord winks at our times of ignorance. And so she doesn't agree with us on 100% of the stuff, but she does keep, she does say she keeps Sabbath. She has been here in our church service often, from what Tim tells me. But she usually does it on WTPR, because that's the easiest way to get in for most people. So please keep her in your prayers. She's still in there. She got in there, I think, a few days ago or a week, and then she's been in there still. And again, I'm not going to mention her, what her health issues are. That's private. I'm not even going to give her last name. And but anyway, first of all, I want to praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on. Let me just see here, do a retest. I don't know what's going on with the internet right now, but I want to praise the Lord that we're here. And looks to be a little less, well, no, it's stable. It just seems like they may have lowered my bandwidth by mistake when they did the last fix. But we're good. And, well, it could be the amount of people, though, too. So I just looked, and yeah. So that could be knocking the numbers way down there, too. Hold on, I got something popping up here. Okay, now, my first praise has to be that we're actually doing church, or at least I am, because you guys could have, well, no, you couldn't do it without me because of the turbo thing. I got up this morning, got up kind of late, overslept a little bit because I needed to. And let me shut off my tablet here because I just noticed the battery is charged. So, but when I got up, my main screen, the big one in the middle, for those of you that have visited here, it's a pretty big screen, was blank. And I thought, oh, well, the KVM switch must have switched me to a different monitor. So I'm hitting the KVM switch, and it's staying blank. I'm not seeing any other monitors popping through. Because that's what that does. It's just a switch that allows you to use one monitor on multiple computers. And so because of the servers and everything, I'm monitoring at all times. But then I also noticed turbo was off. It was down. And so I'm troubleshooting, and I praise God that within 10 minutes I realized, even though like an idiot, I pulled the monitor out, which I have to kind of like bolt to my desk or screw it down because it's so big. And I don't want to have to take the chance of, like, when I clean it, pushing a little too hard, and it falls backwards and knocks all this other stuff down. So I kind of bolt it down. And so I had to take it all apart because I had a spare monitor. It used to be my son, Luke. It was his monitor. And because we bought the same stuff all the time. And so I put that, you know, put everything all back together, and it still wouldn't turn on. And so I figured, I checked the UPS, and sure enough, that's what the problem was. And so I want to praise the Lord that within 10 or 15 minutes, I was able to do all that and get it all fixed. But then, and out. But my main thing I want to praise the Lord for, even though that knocked me back with the troubleshooting and then rebuilding everything, And then after I, you know, took the UPS off and went straight on the surge end. So if I lose power today, turbo is going to go bye-bye and my main monitor is going to go bye-bye because I don't have it on a backup. I only have it on a surge protector. And that's what gave the power to everything. But then when I did that, yeah, all my other monitors, like the ones that I used to watch the servers, all went berserk. So I had to reconfig all that stuff. And so, but my main thing is I was able to do all my studies before Brother Dwayne came in with the music. Well, no, he came in with the music before then. So I had already started my studies. And so I was able to do all my studies, and that's my main thing. I don't like stepping out of it, unless it's an overwhelming emergency. Like there's been times that we had a race to the hospital, and well, I bring my tablet with me because I will have some downtime, and so I do my studies that way. But I want to praise his name that I still had time to do the studies and, you know, be there. And the children's, you know, you have turbo up, and then I had a phone call I had to make this morning. Everything was just went well, and I wanted to praise his name for that. And I want to praise his name for this thing. This I'm going to show you here. Well, I showed this last night, but I want to show it to everybody here as well. Let me go on the edge. Oops, let me get that out of the way. As you notice, the web page on the main screen changed a little bit. I moved the update thing just underneath the gold gift box there, which if you click the gold gift box, it brings you out to all the sermons, past sermons. But I changed it around a little bit because I had to make room for that guy in the middle. I prayed about this and prayed about this and prayed about this, and then because YouTube has been banning me, and for those of you that want to see how many times, and I still haven't even put them all on there yet, this page is dedicated. Look, this one here, this was a stream, this first one. They pulled this one and then knocked me offline for 2 weeks to where I couldn't upload because of something that was said in this, and this is prepping for the Latter Rain Part 1. They said there was a possibility of me breaking a policy. It was just ridiculous, their excuse. And so I'm done. I'm not going on YouTube anymore. The only video I'm thinking I'm going to go on YouTube is to say goodbye or say go over here and check out the video here. Like I did that a couple of years ago. That's why I built John 14:29, where I have all my videos. Well, a little over 400 of them. There's over 700 on YouTube because some of them are FLV and I haven't converted them yet. But yeah, they're all, I'm just going to leave them all on YouTube, and I'll just go to John 14:29 and BitChute, which you can get the BitChute down here, right there. And I put a black YouTube thing up because they're being mean to me. It's Google. Well, Google was censoring me before they even bought YouTube. But here, the thing that I decided to do is this, because this is easy for me to do. Making audios, or having audios that I've done years ago or even weeks ago. Like here is like cultivating scoffers of end time prophecy. I did this audio, and the reason I put it back up is because questions have come up in regards to what's going on in the world. And I didn't put it in question format, even though this is just going to be about Q&A. It was from 2003 I did this in regards to how their scoffers out there are literally being cultivated left and right because of all the apostate 501c3 type preachers and the bogus politicians and whatnot. But it's mostly questions. And see, because I tested this out recently and I put five on. I think there's seven on here now. I don't know. One, two, three, four, five, six. So there's six on here now. But I get 2 hours for free, but in 90 days they delete them. So I'm probably going to buy in, which means I'll never delete them if I give them like so many dollars per month. I can't remember how much. It's cheap. But I want to praise the Lord that this makes it easy for me to do because I can edit an audio in less than an hour and mix it in with the front, and, you know, the intro and the outro and all, and just boom, post it. As a matter of fact, I did the first five. Well, actually, I did about 10 of them, but I only put up so many. So now, because I just enjoy this, doing this. It's so easy to do. And so, if you notice, like here, question 489, that was from last week. and so I wanted to see how easy it was going to be that one because I think it's quite a few minutes. Let me just see how many. 11 minutes and 53 seconds. So if you click it, and then it'll start showing the as I'm talking and stuff. I'm not going to put new graphics in here because I'm not going to bother with all that. I'm just going to leave it with this graphic. But I want to praise the Lord that this took off, because I was praying and praying and praying, and for days it was nothing. It was getting no hits, nothing. And then all of a sudden I put it on my website just to get it up there to see if this is, you know, because I was asking the Lord about this, and what the Lord was more or less saying is, in my heart, was put it online, and if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. And let me just see where, and because I only put it online, posted it publicly in this blog here, where it says now on podcast. I put it on this blog because that's what it is. It's just, this is just I don't think it's a Q&A. It's an old truth. I used to call these things truth provided audio clips, but this was like 17 minutes. I never realized I ever made one that long. But it's a truth provided audio clip about what was going down in 2003. And it's really, the reason I wanted to put it up is because, yeah, May 7, 2003, because of what's being shared in here is happening now. It was happening then too, but it's really off the chart now. And that's why I put it there. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that once I put it on the site, then I started noticing, because some of the places that this service that I use to do this, you see, like if you look down here, they put me on Spotify. I don't know what that is. Amazon Music. I don't know what that is. I don't know what these other ones are here or that one. And there's another one. Oh, here they are. This is where they put me for free. And there's a few more, but I got to jump through hoops to get on there. They do that all for free, but I wasn't really getting any activity. And some of them say it could take 2 weeks, sometimes a month, before you'll even be on those podcasts, because they're people are literally standing in line to get in there, even though it's a computer doing it. You still have to deal with the fact that there's billions of people, 1 billion a month, watch the, you know, it's better than YouTube. And so that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going to be going. Because it's like when I used to do the radio years ago, same thing. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because it gives us another out, another way to do this work. Oops, that's the wrong text chat. Let's put up the new one. Remember that text yet? So, I don't even have the right browser up, so I don't even know how many are in there now, but it kind of shocked me this morning how many people have viewed the audios. It's even better than Twitter, and Twitter is, but that's because of the website. This is why we have WTPR. I used to be on the radio. And the Lord blessed the website in such a way that we were getting more hits to our own private radio station than the guy that I was giving $50 an hour to be on the radio. And it was AM and FM in a ton of internet radio stations. And then we found out that they were censoring me in Florida and I think New Jersey, I think it was. Because I got people calling, says, we can't hear you on the radio anymore. And so we just got off, said goodbye. And was because we were getting more hits on WTPR anyway. So praise God for that. Okay, let me get the rest of my praises here. Let's see. So, but yeah, that'll definitely make. I'm probably still going to be doing the videos because, you know, I have a couple people, more than a couple, are asking me to continue doing the videos. Although I did put up a poll and a few people have voted that they like the podcast idea too. But the podcast is so easy; I can do those. Like I said, I could do five of them in an hour or two. You know, that's it, five. Whereas a video could take 2 or 3 days, even though the video is anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. That's it, because the video, the biggest part of the video is just getting all the pics to put them in there. So I wanted to praise God for that. But I'll still probably make videos, but not like I used to before. So I want to praise the Lord for that. All right, and I got a praise here from Brother Yaswant. And as usual, Sister Mindy is going to be taking some of your praises and from the text chat and putting them. Then she'll get on the mic when she gets enough. And I think Brother Sean does it too. Okay. Oh, okay. I got something from Brother. Okay, yeah, let me read this, because some people had questions in regards to the quote that Brother Samuel stated in regards to the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we all know that the sun is the glorious light of the gospel, because, you know, it's in 2 Corinthians, obviously. And then the moon, I don't know, let me see, the Old Testament dispensation, as the moon shines. Now, where is this from? He's saying Daniel 9:26. I'll go to Daniel first. We'll do this later. We'll do this during fellowship, all right? But he does have a quote here from Brother James White, brother. He's like, he's alive. No, he's, you know. Yeah, but Brother White, we could do like Sister White, you know. And so we'll read that later, though, because there are questions. A lot of people don't. I don't recall where the quotes were in regards to the moon. That was the only one I didn't know. I couldn't recall the one for the moon. I knew about the other ones, though. So I just said, so Brother Samuel has given me the info I need. And like I said, we'll share during fellowship, if we even have a fellowship, because, and if not, just email me, those of you that ask questions, and I'll send you what Samuel sent me. But the reason I say we might not have. Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Fran. All right. So, well, here, let me read the ones that Fran just sent me, too. This one. Oh, they're from her, my sister wife. It's like my daughter, my sister daughter Mandy. It's like she just reminded me that this morning. Like all of a sudden, I got a PM from her. Let's see. Okay, this is the first one from sister wife. She says, "I would like to praise the Lord for all His love, compassion, mercy, and goodness. Also, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the beautiful joy that comes with it," and I echo that. I can't get over that, by the way, especially in these intense times. The peace of Jesus is real. That I'm talking to the, you know, preaching to the choir here, right? So we all know that. But for the sake of those that may be listening to this years from now, if we're even here that long, because, well, we're going to be here for a few years. So but I don't see us being here decades. That's definitely not going to happen. But the, you know, for the sake of those that are wondering how real Jesus is, just give him a chance. Seek him out. He will seek you out. And let him, let, you know, just go into his word. He'll discuss things with you and open up your eyes like you've never believed could be opened. So, yeah, so the joy that comes with, especially when the times when it's scary and difficult. It's scary for the people of the world because they don't have anybody to lean on. Jesus isn't there for them because they don't want him there. But he's there for us, and it's so nice. I mean, there's no way I could have gotten through 2022 without him, because it would have happened in February. That was the most difficult trial I've ever gone through in my life, and it's still, you know, very much an amazing trial. And so she goes on to say that, "I also praise God for healing my hips. They became so painful last week, and I asked our sisters in Christ to pray for a healing, and God answered our prayers. Praise his holy name." And then she says, "I praise our Lord Jesus for my relationship with him. He's always with me in times of trouble. Always he's with me," is what she said. "I praise him also for all the little things he does for me, like sending his holy angels to hold the truck together while I'm driving and also keeping the interstate clear when I merge onto it." There's way too much to tell you what he does for me, but I want to tell the whole world, too, about his endless love for everyone and to come to him for everything, including when we shower him with praises that he forever deserves for eternity. And then she says, "Save our blessings, everyone." And then she says another praise. Let me scroll up here. Another praise. "Satan was distracting me and throwing his horrible darts at me for a full 2 weeks. I was feeling quite sad all the time." And I noticed. Oh, yeah, she mentions. She goes, "Last week, Pastor handed me." Oh, no, she doesn't mention. Because I noticed she seemed a bit down, and I asked her about it, and we were talking about it. That was a few days ago, and she goes, "Last week, Pastor handed me a letter that I got in the mail. It was from sweet little sister Luna. She told me that she loves me and drew a beautiful picture for me. I know this was from God, and I praise his name. He blessed me with this to cheer me up. Praise his holy name." So, yeah, the timing of that letter was perfect. In fact, check this out. I got that letter maybe 4 or 5 days before I gave it to her. I forgot about it. I just put it off to the side. I put it on my printer, and when I put it on my printer, that usually means it's for Fran, and because people order books and stuff like that. So, yeah, we do send books too, but like usually the Arlac books. But we do have a few of the full-sized SOP4s, the ones that the Lord bless us with a way to print them ourselves. But sending them out bulk and stuff like that anymore, we can't do it because the post office is preventing us from doing it. As a matter of fact, and I want to praise the Lord for this too, because it didn't hurt us financially, even though it would have hurt someone. But at first it was kind of upsetting, and it kind of hurt financially, but then the Lord just replaced it real quick. We spent $5,000 on not just printing books, but mailing them. So the whole thing cost $5,000, because I wanted to send everyone in Cisna Park, Illinois, and everyone in Rankin, Illinois, each an Arlek book. And because we used to live near there on a farm. You know, the farm that I was talking about earlier for 8 years, $100 a month. Those two towns were, like, one was north of us, the other was south of us. One was 8 miles away, the other was like 2 or 3 miles away. No, I think it was about a mile away. That one was close. But it was all farmland in between. And not a single person got those books. Not a person. I called the post office and everything. They acted like they didn't get it. Or I know the company that sends them out does our newsletter, and they're trustworthy. They sent that stuff out. You know, showed me the receipt and everything. And but yeah, post office never delivered a single one. So even the post office is censoring us now. Think about that, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, because that tells us we are angering the enemy of souls. He's making war with us, the remnant of her seed. You don't see the SDA people having a hard time with that. Remember when the Seventh-day Adventist Church sent out that great hoax, which they call the Great Hope, but it was really a great hoax? The Pope was about to visit in the East Coast, and the Seventh-day Adventist leaders printed up these books and all about, you know, the end times and stuff like that. It was SOP 4, I think, or maybe even the 1858, but they edited the daylights out of it, where there wasn't even a single mention of the Pope. But yet everybody got those books. Everybody got those books. When we send out the absolute truth, no one gets it, unless we send them out individually one at a time. We are thinking of other methods to do this, to get around this issue, because it's just like when I sent books to Brother Warren out in Hawaii, for me to send a case of books. And that time we only lost $500. But we sent a case of books to Hawaii, but because it was going to Hawaii, it would go from where I was to San Francisco, and then from San Francisco to Hawaii, because that's where it stops, and then it bounces over to the islands. They lost it. So they say, how do you lose a 60-pound box of books? I don't know, but they lost it. So I sent the exact same. We spent another $500. We put it all together, but this time I didn't use the ministry address on the top left corner. Got right to Warren. And so we're not even going to do that. There's a different way of doing this, and so please pray that the Lord blesses us there too. But the thing is, I praise the Lord that even though the United States government stole $5,000 from us, it didn't really bother us, you know, because it's like Peter and Silas singing in, or what was that, Paul and Silas singing in prison. You know, they're attacking us because we are our Father's children. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I mean, just so many evidences. Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Garn. Yeah, and that's not an easy road to hoe to get it out to you, because you're way over there. So, but, well, we have to send them out individually now, Brother Arthur, you know. But, yeah, the thing is, and even then we can't, you know, like sometimes some of the brothers will send out, they'll wrap up 10, 15 books and then go to send them, and sometimes those 10, 15 books don't go out. But if you send them out one at a time using different corner, different address, don't use my address on the top left corner anymore, anybody. You know, the P.O. box for Presence of God Ministry, because they're wise to it. Whenever they see that, they go, oh, well, throw it in a trash can. And so, and plus all the ones that bounce back where the people never got them, where they say the people never got them, I probably have a couple hundred here just sitting there still in the envelopes where they never got to them. So, but yeah, we're going to get it out there. It's just like with the free speech thing, they're going to try and shut us up. No, they can't. You can't change Christian prophecy. It's going to, so I want to praise the Lord for that too, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen exactly as he promised. And he's going to use us to get it done. And anybody else that believes and is and are obedient and have overcome and gotten to the point where you can stand without a mediator. And for those of you that are new, don't understand what that means, you're going to have to be able to stand in a way that you won't even want to sin, even the little areas. Big areas, little areas, all of, why? Because the Gideon band has to understand, once Jesus drops the censer, plague one hits, which means he steps out of the most holy. When he steps out of the Most Holy, guess what he's no longer doing? He's no longer pleading his blood to his Father in regards to the sins we commit and then confess. That job's done. Whoever's holy remains holy now. Whoever's filthy remains filthy now. Or sinner, you know, the sinners. So no one can get saved after that, you know, first plague, plague number one with the boils. So if you're not ready before then, you're never going to be ready then. And so that's what we're doing. I want to praise the Lord that many of my brothers and sisters in the faith are overcoming even the little areas to the point where, yeah, if all of a sudden plague one came now, we know we're never going to sin again because we don't want to. We're dead to sin. And so praise his name for that too. Oh, the Gideon band, when I say Gideon, thanks, Brother Arthur. The Gideon band means the 144,000. And the reason I call them the Gideon band is because of Gideon and how obedient and his 300 men obeyed the Lord to such an extent that the Lord moved in a mighty way, which is 300 men. He chiseled it down to 300 men, just like he chiseled down 9 billion people to 144,000, like in the days of Noah. He chiseled down, what, I don't say maybe a few hundred million people down to 8 in the ark. So not counting the guys that did help out, you know, all those guys that, Methuselah, he lived to 969 years old. He helped Noah, from what we understand, in Sister Wade's writings. But they went to their rest and all that without being on the ark. Okay, so this next praise, Sister Mindy's got her hand up. So, yeah, I'm going to drop the mic because I got a few here and I got to check my email. So the next voice you shall hear will be that of Sister Mindy.
God's blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. I have several praises, so I'm not going to share them all because there's quite a few here. So I'm going to start with Brother Bob. He says, I praise the Lord for the great changes he is making in me, giving me peace in my heart. For many, many years, I was an alcoholic and tried so hard to quit drinking, but I could not even go one night without drinking. When I gave my heart to Christ, he took away the alcohol, and praise his holy name, I have not had any desire for it since. What an amazing God we have. Praise his name. I also praise the Lord for all the opportunities he has given me to share the great things he has done for me to share with others. Praise the Lord, he says. Praise the Lord, Brother Bob. Yes, God is so awesome. And Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for answers to prayer and my salvation and the joy that comes with that and the perfect peace that only he can give. And some of these praises are from the children's study hour that I copied and pasted. And Brother Gilbert says, I praise the Lord for his many, many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, and too many other things. The Lord is good. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And Sister Denise says, I thank and praise the Lord for his love, mercy, forgiveness, patience, correction, protection, salvation, for his words and truth. I also praise the Lord for this family of God, the body of Christ, and for the indwelling and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Also, let's thank the Lord that we are those who are alive just before Jesus' second coming to hopefully be part of the loud cry to glorify the Lord and draw men to Christ. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. Sister Hannah says, I thank and praise the Lord for his mercy, grace, and salvation through our precious Redeemer, Jesus Christ. I praise the Lord for my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And I also would like to praise the Lord that he has chosen us to be alive at such a time as this. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. And then I'll share one more, and then I'll let the whoever wants the mic next. Sister Katie says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for healings for Joe and I in early December and for a few of our household dogs last week. I would also like to praise the Lord for a blessed visit that we had with our brothers and sisters in Indiana. It was only for a few days, but it felt longer. As Joe and I arrived at our Airbnb and was taking our belongings inside, someone across the street yelled at us, "Nice license plate." Joe said, "Thanks. Do you know what it means?" The guy said, "Yeah, the Sabbath." I'm Seventh-day Remnant. Then we both yelled, what? Really? I asked, what is your name? He said, Bob. Then Joe and I looked at each other, shocked and excited, and said, oh, Brother Bob, and ran across the street to meet him, laugh out loud. I didn't tell Joe this on our way to Indiana, but in my mind I was wondering if we would meet Brother Bob as well, and there he is. Praise the Lord. Lord made that happen. Finally, I would like to praise the Lord for showing Christ to the kids I babysit. Lately, I have been praying with the two-year-old before he goes to sleep because he has been scared to leave his door open. He doesn't want his white noise machine and the camera on. He says they are scary. So I told him whenever he is scared to pray to Jesus to send his guardian angel to protect him before he sleeps, and he will. He still wants the door open, but praise the Lord, he doesn't wake up with all the noises his brother makes. Laugh out loud. Praise the Lord, sister. All right, I will share more in a little bit.
Right, okay. Okay, now you can hear me. Okay. I have to turn the mic or the mixer all the way off because for some reason, turbo mute isn't working right. And so a few of the brothers can somehow hear me. So. Okay. All right. For some reason, when Brother Ten sent me his praise, I mentioned Sandy and totally forgot to read his praise. And so here's his praise. It says, seven blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise our mighty God for answered prayers, regardless if it's yes or no. And thank you, Father, for my salvation and peace in my heart you have given me. So amen, my brother. Amen. Amen and amen. Don't everybody forget. Please nobody forget, rather. next Sabbath is communion. And if you can partake, like if you've been baptized. You don't have to have been baptized in the seven-day remnant. Well, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, by a seven-day remnant minister, you could have been baptized by someone, as long as it's in front of witnesses. Now, some people do get re-baptized, but that's not 100% necessary. It depends on the matter of baptism, too. And so, but yeah, Brother Severin, check out your text. I texted you back. Don't quite understand what you're getting at there, what you mean, but it has to do with, you know, he came up with an idea in regards to get the books out to people. Well, that's a thought, yeah. Put the return address. I don't know, because like someone who's on the mailing list. But still, what I found seems to work for me. If I send out books, like I only send them out sometimes two or three at a time, I walk into the post office, let them see me face to face. I see their face, and usually they'll get to where they got to go. But if you just put them in a mailbox with the postage on them, they'll. I don't know how you do that. You got to weigh them and all that. And I'm not that good at deciphering. You know, I mean, I don't trust it. Just I want to be able to walk in there and say, okay, I'm an ounce over or an ounce under. I don't know. Because I do have a scale, but who knows how accurate it is. All right, so this next praise I get, it was from Brother Warren. And he says, this is what he just sent me in the doc file. It says, I used DVD recorders to copy all the videos we need to pass out in mail. I recently purchased another, the fourth one, by the way, the DVD recorder, which started to act up to the point I was not able to copy videos to it or to the DVDs. So I prayed and I asked the Lord to just touch this machine and prevent Satan from messing with my work. I was angry, as Satan does not quit. Amen to that, brother. Yeah, I know. The little gremlins are constantly dancing around on my motherboard for some reason, so I know exactly what you mean. So going on, it says, I explained to the Lord that sending this machine back for repair will take at least a month, especially this time of year. I continued the conversation and explained further that to keep up with the work I love, I will need eventually a backup machine. I tried to figure out what the problem was, but after a while I figured out it was beyond my expertise. By the time I completed my prayer, the DVT recorder was working perfectly. Our God is amazing. Thank you, Lord, for helping us get the word out. Amen. Amen and amen. That's a good one. They're all good. But yeah, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I like the way he does it. It's just like with this morning when I finally figured out what the UPS issue was with the monitor, and then all of a sudden I go, oh man, I shouldn't have unplugged it, because there's nothing wrong with the monitor. It was the UPS. But when I unplugged it, it kind of confused all my other monitors, because the main monitor feeds off of everybody else here, and it or the other way around. But anyway, I digress. I got this next quote, quote. I don't know where my mind's at today, but I was racing around, like, trying to figure everything out earlier and fix things, and maybe I'm a little addle-brained right now, so bear with me. This one here is from Brother Yaswanthi. He says, Sabbath blessings, dear Pastor Nicholas, I have some praises. And then Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. And then he says, this time we have a very big praise. We have our second child, a baby born December 12, 2022. And as it says in the Word of our God, children are a heritage unto the Lord. Amen. And so he goes on, he says, we praise the Lord because both the mother and baby are safe. We want to thank the Lord Jesus for adding another church member in the family. Amen. His name is Yanish Chris. And also praise the Lord for the safe and timely arrival of my mother-in-law exactly 3 days before my wife's delivery. Please pray for her that the seeds sown in her heart through the worship time will change her. Her name is Antonio Tan. He's from India, by the way, for those of you that are wondering about the names. And also, I wanted to praise God because last time when I asked for prayers for my wife, my wife's amniotic fluid should be decreased, and it decreased. And also asked prayers for the growth of weight of the fetus in the womb, and he gained the weight very quickly. Our God is an awesome God. Hey, if you're obedient, he will bless you. Okay? It's amazing. So he says, it is amazing how God did all this. We are very thankful to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. To God be the glory, and I have many unspoken praises. Please pray for our first child that he should be obedient and learn good behavior before the Lord. I wish you all a blessed Sabbath, Brother Yaswant, your brother in Christ. Amen, my brother. So praise the Lord. My brother, my brother. So, okay, this next one here is from Brother Daniel, and then I'll drop the mic because I just noticed Sister Mindy's hand went back up. Let me check my PMs over here real quick here. Oh, yeah, and I got a quick one here from Brother Lawrence. He says, I praise the Lord that he protected me from tuberculosis, even though I took care of someone face-to-face with tuberculosis for about 2 months. And then the Lord, and then he says, he made sure I got tested and confirmed I'm negative. Amen and amen. So praise the Lord, because, you know, he was in his house for about 2 months. He's caring for the guy. All right. I may as well drop the mic now, and then I'll check the email. So next voice you hear will be Sister Mindy again.
Whoops, caught me off guard. I wasn't quite ready. All right. So I got some more praises to share. And let's see. Sister Stephanie, I want to praise the Lord for helping me with a fast I did with a couple others. I struggled for health reasons when fasting, but I wanted to. So it gets to the last hour, and I'm very shaky and weak. I stayed in prayer for strength as I was cooking for my son and asked him to help me not give in to eat. So I went to check on it, and I never hit start. So I hit start, and then it finished right around the end of my fast. I just laughed and thanked God. I know he helped me not break the fast. He is so great. I also want to praise the Lord for answering a very important question I had. I have a few things going on, and I asked him to please just answer me clearly on the topic because I needed to know for sure his will, not mine. So I went to sleep and he answered me so bluntly. It definitely hurt initially, but I needed that bluntness. And I thank him for helping me. Now I can move on for that topic and do his will. He has helped me with so many things similarly to this. God is so amazing. Praise the Lord, sister. Yes, he is amazing. Sister Danelle, I wanted to share my testimony with you for today. It's a bit long, so I will keep it short as much as I can, laugh out loud. This is on behalf of Brother Anthony and I. We wanted to thank God for so many things, allowing us to see a new year, getting married earlier this week, and for him providing us with a country home. Congratulations, sister and Brother Anthony. It's been a trying few weeks mentally and emotionally on my end personally with my family, which has gotten me on the edge about so many things. However, after praying and talking to another brother in the church about what I was going through, God has taught me how to best handle the trials with Jesus in mind. It revealed to me my defects and shortcomings during my ordeals, but his mercies were there through such a time as in preparation for my marriage with Anthony. I give him many thanks for bringing me closer to him and blessing me with a kind-hearted, godly man. Also, we thank him for moving upon Anthony's family and for blessing us with so much help and gifts for our move after our wedding ceremony. It has been an eventful week. God's angels have kept us safe while traveling from Boston, Massachusetts, where Anthony lived, to New York City, where I lived, packing our belongings and being now in eastern Pennsylvania. We praise God for his protection, his care, thoughtfulness, mercy, and love over both of us together and individually. We have been planning and praying on getting rebaptized to recommit our lives to the Lord since leaving the SDA Church several years ago. So we ask for everyone's prayers that we can get rebaptized soon. We are doing our nightly and daily readings together, and we'll be getting back on track in our baptism studies. We took a break due to our previous respective jobs. God bless you, family. We both love you. Happy New Year, and please keep us in your prayers. You all are in ours. Praise the Lord. We will definitely pray for you both. And Sister Mandy says, I want to praise God for the conversation I had with my best friend. We have been friends since childhood, and we often talk about God. So this particular conversation, we talked a lot about trusting God and talked about how important it was to God should be our first line of defense no matter what we are dealing with. A couple days later, she told me to call her because she had to tell me something. So I called her, and she said the day after our conversation, she was driving somewhere with her autistic child, and on the way, she picked up her older son so she could drive him to work. She was a little nervous because her autistic child acts up a lot, which makes her older son have anxiety. As they were driving, she noticed her child had that look in his eyes showing her he was about to freak out, and suddenly her older son went to stop at the gas station. So while he was in the gas station, she remembered our conversation and laid her hands on her autistic son, asking for help and peace. She said the look in his eye was something she never saw before. She said his eyes were filling up with happiness. Then she told her he loved her and said he would pray for her too. He said a prayer and gave her a big hug and was obedient for the rest of the trip. She said this never happened before, so I want to praise the Lord for that. Please keep her and her four children in prayer. He told her he loved her. Aw, praise the Lord, sister. That is so awesome. All right, I will drop the mic and then I'll read some more in a little bit. Praise the Lord for these praises.
Amen. Amen and amen. I know that little girl that Mandy's been friends with since childhood. I don't want to mention her name because I guess Mandy didn't. But that is a major, oh man, for her to do that, that night, praise the Lord. And to see the Lord's hand moving like that, that's probably the first time in her life she saw something like that happen. You know? Man, hopefully she goes further with it. Hopefully she gives her life to Christ. Okay, what was that? Somebody else just came in. Right. see. Oh, yeah. yeah, Brother Anthony, the emoji I put in there, I put the comment, I was going to put it in the room, but it ended up going into Samuel's private message that him and I are in. And, but I didn't send it to Samuel. I just copied and pasted it into the room, and for some goofy reason, it only put in the actual code for the emoji, and which is the emoji with the hearts for eyeballs, like the one that Joe put in recently up there on top, or you know the one. Everybody knows the one. Not with the one that has the hearts all around the head. This is the one that has the hearts in the eyeballs. If eyeballs are hearts instead of eyeballs, you know. So, but yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I just, you know, didn't know you guys got hitched, so praise the Lord for that, too. You guys got married. Praise the Lord. So, amen, amen. Okay, let's see, Denise. Okay, and then Brother Lawrence. Oh, yeah, okay, so yeah. Okay, good to know there, Brother Lawrence. yeah. So I guess I'm gonna try to contact Turbo, you know, the tech support, and see why this is happening with just a few people. It's an anomaly, I guess. It doesn't happen to everybody, unless of course you're hacking into my system. Yeah. Well. All right. So this next praise comes from Brother Daniel, and he says, "Blessings." Amen. God, to God be the glory. Amen to that, Brother Anthony. Amen. And then it says, okay, God has been so, this is Brother Daniel, by the way. He says, Sabbath blessings, God has been good, so good to me this past year. He has granted me the desire to get to know him in a way that I never thought possible. You know, that's happening a lot, brothers and sisters. Did you notice that? That is happening a lot. We're so close. And why is it happening like that? It's because we're actually, some of us, are actually getting serious to the point we are going to be part of that number, the 144,000. Because it's, well, at least that's what, how I'm seeing it, okay? Because he's opening up his word. He's testing us. And, oh, I just love the way it tells us how much closer we are. We're going to see our Lord coming home to bring us home soon in our lifetimes. I mean, the loud cry is, you know, when the latter rain falls, ain't a lot of stuff, you know, happening after that other than the mark of the beast being enforced and then, of course, the plagues. And that ain't going to last for decades. I mean, the plagues fall within a year, less than a year then, right? So the minute we start seeing the boils on all the other people, we know they get less than a year, far less than a year, you know, because we're going to have to deal with the drinking that cup intensely. I mean, sure, we're going to be persecuted and ridiculed and even jailed and stuff like that during all the plagues, some of us. And when we get to plague six, it's going to be off the chart. Especially the last 2 weeks, well, 15 days anyway. So, all right. Getting back, Brother Daniel says, through the help of the Holy Spirit's prompting, I have read through the entire Bible three times as a babe in Christ. I now see how wretched my life truly is. I never understood what it meant to repent until God showed me in the Old Testament how he himself repented and turned from his judgment against the people when they turned from their wrongdoings. Now, when God repents, it's more or less just changing his mind. That's what repent means, to change your mind or your walk. So obviously, God, he's not saying God is, you know, committing sin. He just changed his mind because they change their walks. That's all you got to do. You know, and oh, please, 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 everybody, you know, any one of us that are having issue in any way, shape, or form, even if it's just something piddly, stop, because if it's the piddly, even if, oh, man, because the devil, if he's got a toehold, you know he's got you. All he needs is a toehold. Then he's got permission to be in your life. You gave him permission. And so anyway, Brother Daniel goes on to say, he says, I know I have a long, long way to go to get to the point that I both recognize and turn from all my evil ways, but now I know that it is actually possible, even for me. Having read through the Bible each morning this past year, I am now committed to studying his word this year instead of just reading it. I was just going to mention it. He says, I hope and pray that each of you have a blessed Sabbath. And what he means by that, and, you know, studying it, he's going to go through it. Because that's, you know, like I usually get, I'm able to get to the Bible once every 9 to 10 months. What I'm doing now, I'm hoping it's going to take me 2 years to get through the Bible. And the reason I say that, because I'm like, especially in the prophetic books, you know, like the prophets of the First Testament and whatnot, or any of the prophetic statements in the New, I am, you know, defining every symbol. Well, I've already done it in Revelation, but there's a bunch of symbols that aren't in Revelation either. And so I just use the same method of definition as I did for the Revelation. And so I want to praise the Lord that he gave me a desire to do this about a year ago. To where when I go, like I, especially I think it was the Song of Solomon, if you all remember me talking about that, maybe 9 or 10 months ago, where I went verse by verse and defined it as best I could in my own understanding. Then I went back in verse by verse and defined every single solitary symbol in each verse. And then I went back and went verse by verse to get every layman's, like, well, how would I explain this verse in today's language as it pertains to the previous and the trailing? You know, all the verses, and like if it's connected to the other verses, like if it's not changing topic, you know, like the plot of the chapter. And now I'm in Jeremiah, and it's the only issue with this is my Bible study is going from an hour to 2 or maybe 3 hours every morning because of the I can't. And there have been times it's already happened where I wasn't able to finish the chapter. That hasn't happened to me in years, where I couldn't finish the chapter because I had things to do. I was in there so long. And so because he's opening it up, and I'm going to take advantage of him opening it up. If he's going to open it up like this to me, I'm going to write this stuff down, you know, because, you know, I don't want to forget. And I put it in my, you know, my Esau notes, and I give him the Fran and this other on her system. So, oh, look at that. We're in Jeremiah together there, brother. So, but yeah, it's just been an amazing journey, if you will, through his word. I'm just in awe and how he's opening it up. And so since he's doing it like this, yeah, like I said, I am definitely going to take advantage of that, that mercy and that blessing. And so I know exactly what you mean here, Brother Daniel. You know, because, yeah, you can go through the Bible in a week if you really want to zip through it. But, yeah. And the reason it took me 9 or 10 months normally, because every now and then I do come across a Bible verse that kind of, I have to slow down and really figure out what it says in connection with the verses around it. But now I'm going deeper than I've ever gone, even using Strong's and everything, getting the Hebrew and the Greek, everything, getting it all in there. And that's taken extra long. And the only reason I do that is because I'm always the teacher. I've noticed that even when I was young, I want to explain things. And so I'm doing that so that I can have, like when people email me, ask me a question, I go to the Bible verse. I got half the email answered already because I've already did the study on that one particular verse. And that's just being a pastor, though, I think. I think that any obedient pastor would do that, right? So that he's all, it makes your job easier, you know, because especially when you get a lot of emails every week, it makes your job easier to have some of the, and I thank the Catholics for that, by the way. No, not in the way you think. And I want to praise the Lord for this, too. When we first got online here, this was decades ago when all you really had was dial-up, and I would jump on and preach literally door-to-door to people. But what I did, I did what they call BBS, bulletin board systems, and I would go in there and I would find a bulletin board where people were having a discussion. It was like a slow email, or it was regular. It's just like email, but it was all your emails were posted on a bulletin board. And somebody would come along and say, oh, that's an interesting statement. So they would read what you said and they make a comment to that. But what I would say would really upset these Catholics. And then, so they would come back at me. And I've noticed this thing, and I pray that my brothers and sisters use this method that the Lord revealed to me decades ago. Because when these Catholics would approach and ask me a question, some of them specifically asked a question that I know they already asked me a couple, 3 months ago. But now I got to go and do the study all over again. It's going to take me 2 or 3 or 4 hours. And that gave them 2 or 3, 4 hours with me not being on the BBS, because literally I was on there all day long. I had over 44,000 posts before I finally gave up and made a website. And it's still on, too. It's on usenet.net, I think, or usenet.com. I don't think it's .com. I think it's usenet.net. It's an old-fashioned bulletin board. Everybody used to use them. And my quotes are still in there, and or my statements and my Bible studies and stuff like that. So what I did when I noticed that these people were trying to prevent me from being online and keeping me busy because they knew I wanted, because I loved them enough to tell them the truth and I wanted to give them everything I could. When I would do these studies, I would copy them and paste them into a notepad file that I had that got massive that eventually become my website. Day one, my website was 300 pages. First day, because of all those studies I did. All my pages on the website are really just answers to emails or phone calls. That's all they really are, those studies. Then I would put them on the site. I still have many, many more to put on there, but I just do that with the Q&A now because it's just too much work to make a page for every single solitary email. So, but yeah, and so do that. So that, like, have a stash. I do it. My stash is now in my email software. You just have what you said to the person, email it to yourself as well. Like, I email it to them, and I'll send a copy back to me, like a BCC, a blind carbon copy, send it right back to me. That way, the next time I get hit with that question, I'll have the answer for them, for somebody else that comes. And that's what I think stopped the SDAs from attacking me in regards to, Sister White said, never to call the SDA Church of Babylon, right? And I did the study, and I showed them that they took her out of chronological as well as out of context, out of chronological order. Like, you know, she even said there's a time and place for every statement, you know, that she makes. You got to, even with prophetic utterance, you can't, there has to be a time and space, time and place. And so I did the study, and I showed how they were, I always would blame their pastors. I wouldn't blame the people, because you can't. They're just being loyal to their pastor. And so I just do the study. And I would show them how, look, this is what she really said. You can't take her out of chronological order. You got to understand that this is what was going on at that time in her life. It's not happening now. As a matter of fact, look at this. And I would put a whole mess of quotes from her saying that the Seventh-day Adventist Church would become a sister to fallen Babylon. And they have. And so, and they even rewrote her books. And now they're aborting babies in their hospitals and using chemo and saying it's okay to have a Sunday-keeping Seventh-day Adventist church. They got many of them now. People are confused. Why would they do that? Well, it's because they're not SDA anymore, and they know the Sunday laws are coming, and they want to be able to stay in business. So now they got a bunch of SDA churches that keep Sunday holy. That way they'll stay in business. And so, yeah, keep all that stuff stashed somewhere so that when you get hit again, those of you that are doing a lot of legwork with evangelizing and sharing, you know what I'm talking about. Because, yeah, every now and then I notice on the bulletin board somebody would ask a question. I'd answer it after 2 or 3 hours of studying it up for him, and then I would, 6 months later, the exact same question would come, but the guy changes his name. But what they can't change, and this is where the Lord blesses, you can see it's the exact same person on the way they talk on a bulletin board or the way they talk in any of these certain, like, words and the way they put them together. You can tell. It's just like they're writing a book. Oh, yeah, I know that author is this guy or that author is that guy. You can tell their writing style. But I, you know, and I outed them a couple times doing that. But I felt bad after a while. I stopped outing them. But I would just answer it again and just within 5 minutes. I just look for the Bible study. Oh, there it is. And put it right back in and just change the names. Like if his name was, John, I would change it to Bill if he'd used a new name called Bill or something. All right. So this next praise is from Brother Alvin. And he says, my family and I would like to praise the Lord for giving us good health, protection, salvation, and spiritual and material blessings. We really feel the joy in our hearts serving our loving God. We also like to praise him for one brother in the Philippines who stepped up and translated some of our POGM tracts to the Filipino language. He was impressed by God and printed it out at his expense and shared them with whoever he met. Now, remember, I got to add him to that list. We got, let me just see. I'm gonna check this real quick because I mentioned this last night and I didn't share it. But I got to go to the Loud Cry page. There it is. Okay, soon fulfilled. Not the loudcry.org. That's a whole new website that we got. But the Loud Cry page, I have the numbers. Soon fulfilled, I think it is. Nope, it's not in there. Prophetic Facts, not in there. Prophecy of Today. There it is, the Loud Crier. That's what I was looking for. All right, let me just put this in real quick. That's the wrong browser, I guess. Hold on a second. For those of you on the stream, I apologize for that dark screen you're looking at there. There we go. Loud Crier. Let's see. I got to add them to the Philippines. How many we got in the Philippines that are doing? Well, yeah, we got 130 in the Philippines doing the work now. Now it'll be 131. I'll have to update this. But we got, and I haven't updated this in a long time. Look at that, 3 years, 4 years ago now. Well, it'll be 4 years in September. 928 people that are handing out the books, the tracks, putting articles in newspapers. Brother Dwayne used to do that, in fact. Bus benches, bulletin boards. Yeah, I couldn't afford to do that. So somebody did that for us. And it's just amazing what they're doing, and they're getting the word out. And it's helping with the work that we're doing. So let me get so I want to praise the Lord. Man, I keep going to the wrong text chat. So there you go. Let me get back to where I left off here. Okay, he's from Brother Alvin. Now, he goes on to say that we are now helping him to review and edit some of the tracks he sent to us. Please include our Philippine brethren in your prayer, for they are also striving, like we are, in holding up high the standard of the Lord. God bless us all. Yours in Christ, Brother Alvin. So amen and amen. Ooh, that was my last one. So, oh, Sister Mindy's got her hand up. So I'm going to go check my email. So next voice you shall hear will be you know who.
Alrighty, I've got some more awesome praises to share. This is a wonderful testimony, Sabbath. Praise the Lord. All right, Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings and answers to prayers and providing for me. Please pray for my neighbor. He is struggling with many things. Amen, sister. We'll pray for your neighbor. If you can give us his name, that would be great too. Sister Barbara, praise the Lord for his presence daily. Please pray with me to our glorious Lord for complete healing of my thrombosis, which hinders my progress from my operation on my hip. We'll keep you in prayer, dear sister. And Sister Courtney says, praise the Lord for Sean's dad finally agreeing to help send Sean and I to Uchipines for their lifestyle change program. I hope I said that right. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Janella, we would like to thank the Lord for this past holiday season that this the world celebrates, for we have many opportunities to share the truth with others about the truth of Christmas. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Pam, I want to praise the Lord for daily proving to me that he is with me. He hears and answers my prayers in amazing ways. Praise the Lord for his love and mercy. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Stefan, I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies and healing a lump on my throat that was painful, as well as helping me overcome nervousness and for coming across a person who knew of the dangers of Xmas. Please pray for him. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Geniza sent me a praise, and this is for her and Brother Alvin and Sister Alvi and Sister Jania. I praise the Lord for all his goodness towards us all. Year 2022 was an amazing year for us. Our life was totally changed for his glory. We gained many experiences. Each day was a lesson of faith. We feel his wonderful hands working in our life and draw our family closer to him. But Satan tried to disappoint us in many ways. Some members of the family draw away from Lord, and Dad passed away. One thing for sure, the enemy will never triumph. Praise the Lord, the church family in the Philippines chose to stand on the Lord's side after all the shaking. Now we are all united and moving forward by God's grace. Oh, praise the Lord. And she shares a Bible verse, and that's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. And I will share some more in a little bit.
Amen. I just noticed that Brother Sean and Brother Samuel have some praises too, but I don't have any more. I just checked my email. But I got one more praise that I want to praise the Lord for. I just checked the polls on the podcast. I was asking people on my last blog do you think it's a good idea that I do a podcast audio? Because I did podcasts decades ago. One of the, like, I actually have a page called TPAC, to provided audio clips, but they're all in Real Media. Remember Real Media, the RM, you know, that format? Yeah, none of them work. They just will not work. But I want to praise the Lord that Brother Randy from Kentucky, who's no longer with us in the church family because of issues that happened years and years ago with there was an attack against him, and he just left to keep things quiet. He never came back, and I so missed the guy. He left good. He didn't leave bad. The people that attacked him were bad, and he didn't want to be any part of that anymore, so he walked away. But he still promotes our website on his website. He's a ham radio guy. He still promotes the SDR thing. He made music for the SDR church and all that. But he also edited or converted all my Real Medias into MP3s. I forgot all about that. Because when I went to go do the TPACs, I noticed that, oh, man, they're in Real Media. You can't get that software anymore. It's just like with WMA. Every time you turn around, Windows is changing the way their format is. And so, bam, your old WMAs don't work on the new. That's so stupid. It doesn't make any business sense. But anyway, I do have a copy of all of those TPACs in MP3, so those are going to be, and they're old. They're from back in the 2001, 2, 3 years, and 4. And so they're going to be on the blog post, too, because they're relevant as to what's happening today, because prophecy doesn't change, neither does doctrine. So I'm going to put, I was a lot younger, and I was a lot more excited. If you notice that one video, that blog podcast I put up the other day was from, 20 years ago. I was a little bit excited. I got loud and stuff, but in a good way. I was all happy and stuff, and because the Lord was allowing me to share it. And then I have a bunch of actual radio broadcasts that are going to be going back on the podcast too. But I want to praise his name that I just checked the poll on my site in regards to that. Every single solitary person that logged into the, voted in the poll, 100% of them all said, yes, please do a podcast. Not a single no. Not a single no. Now, I'll probably get a no now because we know there are spies that are listening in now, but that's okay. I don't care. Maybe they'll be blessed. Maybe they'll learn something. And I also want to praise the Lord that they are attacking us because they actually are doing exactly as prophecy said the wicked will do to God's people. They're doing it exactly the way they do it. And to the point that some of you, I'm not going to mention the names of my brothers that are stepping up to the mic to share, but some of you are in their videos now, slamming us. And so, but that's okay. Praise God for that, because that shows God's people where they're at. We have a calling, but sadly, so do they. Their calling is from the enemy of souls. Our calling is from the Creator of all that is seen and unseen. And our fruits prove to that. This church family has amazing fruit. Love is just off the chart here. And so I praise God for my brothers and sisters in the faith, because you're always there. You're always there for each other, always there for each other. I mean, even financially, too. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I hear, about some of you guys helping each other out. It's, that reminded me of, I was in a study the other day in regards to Jeremiah, how the Lord blessed. And when you put it in layman's terms of today, you look at it and you see how if the Jewish people would have done what the Lord told them to do in regards to, if you're rich, in other words, put the Jewish people or anybody for that matter in three categories. You got the rich, you got the middle class, you got the poor, right? And let's say the poor make $25,000, the middle class make $50,000 a year, but the rich make $75,000. According to the scripture, and you can find this in more in a few areas in the Bible, the rich should help the poor to bring them up to a level to where we're all on the same level. And I'm not talking that spread the wealth campaign that the Vatican does. That's socialism. That's what they're doing with the Great Reset. And then, of course, the social scores, to where if you don't do it the way we say to do it, they'll just shut your bank account off. But that, again, to try to shut us up, that's not going to work. It's not going to work because you can't change Christian prophecy. The Lord not only gives us food, and water during these times when there is none. I mean, look what happened in the desert for 40 years. He's going to give us the means by which to either get to places or present the truth without money, or maybe somebody with money will just say, here, I'll do it for you, and he'll do it. It'll be done. We don't need the money. It's monopoly money anyway. It's what rules their world. But, I wanted to praise the Lord that the work is just going out, and the brothers and sisters are helping each other, and they're there. But could you imagine if, like, if the Jews did that, the $75,000 Jews would give $25,000 to the poor ones, and then everybody would have $50,000 a year. And that's how it was designed to be. And I'm not saying dollars, and but today's language, okay? That's why I said today's language. But praise his mighty name, and how our brothers and sisters, our family, our eternal church family here, the way you guys are, and girls, even the kids, you guys, you know, at the, like what little Luna did, you know, brought my wife up. She was in a, you know, down for a few days because of the enemy attacking left and right. Like, it doesn't stop you. It's not just me getting hit. She's getting hit too. And, but I guess the timing, because I forgot about it and I put it off to the side on the printer for her to see, and then she didn't see it, and I forgot about it for just the perfect amount of days so that when she goes, what's this? I go, oh, that's for little Luna. Check it out. And then she did, and it brought up her day, and she's been good since. So thanks again, little sister. And for those of you that want to send them pictures, P.O. Box 522. everybody knows where the P.O. Box is, though. For you little guys, if you want to keep sending pictures, you know, we're even thinking it would be nice to get a big, giant frame and just put all the kids' pictures in frames. Like when the kids would draw pictures for me when they were young. I kept all of it. Yeah, you guys don't even know that, do you? But, yeah, I kept all of it, and I have them all stashed away. My dad used to keep our teeth, if you remember, because he was the, you know, tooth fairy. So I got hooked at it. Keeping things like my dad did. So, yep, that's Randy's website right there, slaterot. He used to be a prison guard, and if it wasn't for Randy, what he did for the Lord, he was a big prison guard, 6'4", 400 pounds, big dude. And, yeah, he did, that's his website. I'll put it in the text chat here. But he promotes the SDR Voice. I think he's still got that stuff. Yeah, that's him in the middle, the picture. And he calls himself Seventh-day Remnant Denomination the whole night. Yeah, and he's still there. He's still doing it. I talked to him a few years ago on the phone. Everything's good. I think him and that girl got married. I can't remember. Her first name started with a B. And, but, yeah, he's greatly missed. I mean, that guy was he was just amazing. But, anyway, he did the Bible studies. He handed out the Bible studies to the prisoners. And check this out. Because of the work he did in Kentucky, there were prisoners that we were sending Bible studies to in like three or four other states. One of them, I think, was all the way in California. How it just spread. And so, yeah. But then, of course, they started getting in his face and stuff like that. And, you know, the warden, not the warden, the warden got it, getting in Randy's face about it. And he just walked away from it, quit his job or whatever. But his site's right there. I just put it in the room, Slate Rock or slate-rock.org. Because he's got his last name incorporated into his URL, but that's, I'm not going to say his last name. But yeah, his call numbers on the ham radio are KU4CW, for those of you that do ham. I used to do ham when I was a kid, but I haven't, I only did it for a few weeks until my brother Steve figured, I'm going to help you out, Nick. I'm going to bring your ham radio downstairs for you. And he just pushed it off the edge of the stairs and, and this thing was huge, like a breadbasket, and tore it up because it had the glass tubes and stuff, and so that got destroyed. But let me just check the email one more time to see if I got any more praises. But I think most of them were going to my brothers and Sister Mindy. Nope. Take got a one. And nobody's texted me. Well, a couple of them did, but I already took care of those, right? I read Tim's, right? Let me just double check if I read Tim's. Pretty sure I am. Yes, I have, because I remember all that. Yep, so I remember reading that for him. All right, so we dropped the mic. Oh, now we got three people up, so I guess I can kick back for a few minutes.
Hello. Hello again. Hopefully you can all hear me okay. Yeah, so just want to, got a few things to, a few testimonies or praises to give here. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for this church family. I want to praise him for my salvation and the joy that comes with my salvation, and help me to grow in Christ, and to help me to understand the Word more, and the wisdom that He's blessed me with in understanding the Word, the knowledge, and also the faith that He blesses me and every single one of us with. So I praise Him and thank Him for that. One thing I want to mention is the mission trip that me and Brother Gabriel went on. This was actually back in October, but I shared this praise, you know, in the UK, because we have the UK service and we have testimonies there. But I haven't shared this over here. So back in October of last year, me and Brother Gabriel, we went to Paris, France, to share the gospel there, to hand out some tracts. And that was a very blessed experience. We were there for 2 full days and 1 evening. Yeah, 1 evening. But we spoke to many people, had many blessed conversations. There are 2 that really stand out in my mind. There was one moment where we went to a place called the Champs-Élysées, I believe it's called, which is kind of like, it's like a really, really busy street with loads of expensive shops there in Paris. It's kind of like Oxford Street here in London. And as we was walking down the street, it was like something was saying to me, like, cry aloud and spare not, cry aloud and spare not, cry aloud and spare not. So at one point I said to Brother Gabriel, walking down the street, and I said to him, I'm going to stop here and I'm just going to start preaching. Oh, so I'm going to hold my Bible up and just start preaching. And praise God, like a little crowd of people gathered. And I only stopped because this one woman came up to me, a French lady, and she was like basically saying to me, she was like, you know what you're doing? It's like, we don't do this here in Paris. This isn't a thing. You don't just come into the street and start shouting. And so anyway, but then after speaking to her, like all these other people came who were like, some of them were actually SDAs from Mexico. So I got to start talking to them and I got their contacts as well. And I actually need to contact them, the guy actually, come to think of it. But there was one guy, he was a Christian, and he actually offered for us to use his office there. Now, obviously, we didn't because we want to be on the same page, right? And this guy was a Sunday keeper, at least at the time. And he said to me, like, he's never seen, he lived there for 14 years, because he actually lived on the Champs-Élysées, or just off of it. And he said in his 14 years, I think it was, of living there, he's never seen a street preacher on their street. And so I got talking to him and was sharing to him the truth about the Sabbath, and I was showing him prophecies of Sister White. He'd never heard of Sister White before, so praise God, we got the opportunity to give him an ARLAC book. And then he actually invited us out for dinner with him. And we, you know, we got a meal that was plant-based, and he got his meal. And yeah, but we got to share some truth with him. So please keep him in prayer. His name's Mikhail. And I did run up with him a few weeks or so ago. And he just said he's very busy. And he was very busy. He did say that he was going to try and start keeping the Sabbath. So I don't know if he is, or, you know, so I'm going to have to try and hit up with him again. But that was one of the moments that stood out there. And another moment that stood out was, I think it was that same day when we met Mikhail in the Champs-Élysées. We were on our way back to the hotel, and we were on the train, on the metro. And for some reason, both me and Brother Gabriel, we zoned out on the train. So we both missed our stop. And after we missed the stop, we both looked at each other and were like, what just happened? Like, we both zoned out at the same time and somehow missed our stop. So anyway, we're like, okay, we'll get up at the next stop and then get on the train going backwards. So we did that. And from what happened next, I believe it can only be providence as to why, God's providence as to why we missed that stop. Because then we started handing out leaflets on the train station that we were never supposed to go to. And Brother Gabriel got speaking to this Jewish man, and it just so happened to be that Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, was that evening. It was starting that evening. So he had this Jewish guy who was going to the synagogue to start Yom Kippur, and we got talking to him. And the Lord put it in my heart that, because at first he seemed he didn't want to speak to us because he wasn't interested, like he didn't want to take the tract even, because obviously he's a Jew and we're Christians, and you know how Jews are taught about us Christians. But someone said to me, was like, the Lord was putting in my heart to talk to him about the Sabbath, that basically we revealed to him that we're Sabbath keepers. And when I told him that, you could tell that like a door was opened. And to cut a long story short, we ended up getting on his train, going to his stop with him, getting off at his stop, and then speaking to him for a bit longer at the barrier. So maybe for about half an hour, or maybe more, we ended up speaking to the man. And his name was actually Samuel as well, funnily enough. And praise God that I got to go into the sanctuary services with him, because I asked him. And we actually ended up meeting another Jew the next day, who I asked the same question to. Like, what was the purpose of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament? Why did the Jews do it? And he couldn't really give a proper answer. And that's when I pointed him to Christ as being the ultimate sacrifice and told him to read Isaiah chapter 53, which he said he'd never read. Because what he said is that his dad is a very, very religious Jew, but he was more of like a secular Jew. But he's just come to a point in his life now where he's decided to make a change and to take his Jewish faith seriously. So, yeah, praise God, because you could tell that, you know, when I was preaching to him about the sanctuary, pointing to Christ, the animal sacrifices pointing to the Lamb of God, he was getting it. And I do pray that he went off and read Isaiah 53, and that the seeds planted are given an increase in him, and that he becomes a Christian, a Messianic Jew. And we got to tell him about the Mark of the Beast, and yeah, he actually took our Mark of the Beast track, the little one, where it's got the Pope on the front. He actually took that one. Now, I wanted to give him our Arlac book, but he didn't take it, and the reason why he didn't take it was because he said, because he was going to the synagogue, because it was the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur was coming, if his Jewish brothers found that on him, yeah, he would have got in trouble. Like, I'm guessing he could have got kicked out of the synagogue for having like Christian literature on him. Whereas I guess with the little tract, he could hide it in his pocket or something. So that was one that stood out there over there in Paris. And then the other praise as well is, as many of you know, I work in a nursery with the young children there, like 3 to 5 year olds, around 3 to 4 year olds mainly. And I started there last year after I had to leave my other job because I didn't want to teach the children fictional stories, so basically I had to leave. And so anyway, come to the nursery and I start teaching the children Bible stories. Now imagine, this is in the UK, it's a very secular country, much more than in America. The majority of people here are atheist or agnostic. Hardly anyone reads the Bible in this nation, which is sad because this is where actually the Protestant Reformation started. But anyway, I was telling the children the Bible stories, and at the very beginning, so this is like back in the summer of last year, some of the parents were complaining. And there were two parents in particular who were the most vocal, if you like, in making their complaints about the Bible stories. In fact, I was made to sign a... Okay. Cool. Yeah. I was made to sign like a document saying that I won't teach the Bible stories to the children anymore. But then I went back on it because I thought it was wrong for me to do that, and started telling the Bible stories to the children again. Now, later on, actually, those same two parents, the dad at one time, I won't go into the full story, but basically he actually even had a go at me over something. So these two parents seem to be against me, right? But last month, something interesting happened. One of my colleagues said to me, by the way, so-and-so's mother, this is the child of the parents who were against the Bible stories, told me to tell you that he has got a children's Bible now. And when I spoke to his mom, I asked his mom, I said, so-and-so, he was telling me that he's got a children's Bible now. And the mother was like to me, he's got a Bible now, he got it as a gift from a family member, I think it was. And so she's been reading it to him, this children's Bible, and he even brought it in to the nursery for me to read it to him. This was like 2 weeks ago. So I was reading this little Bible story to him, and there's another precious little girl. Her parents are actually Christian, Sunday keepers, but they're Christian. And she's just a very precious soul, and I was reading this. She loves the Bible stories as well. Look, all the children love the Bible stories, but there are particular ones who really, really enjoy listening to them. Now, it is bittersweet because that same week when this child whose parents were so against the Bible stories brought the Bible in, they banned the Bible again in the nursery because it turns out that six other parents have now made complaints about me teaching the Bible to their children. They don't want me teaching the Bible to their children. Although it's a minority, it's like, I guess about 20% of the parents are against it. So, yeah, they banned it again. So I'm going to have to find other ways of sharing the truth with them, perhaps through nature and health, right? Through like, you know, healthy eating. Like one of the ideas I had, praise the Lord, was like, you know, the way it's like the carrot is in the shape of the eye and carrots are good for your eyes and tomatoes are the shape of the chamber of the heart and tomatoes are good for your heart. So it's like how God created fruits and vegetables to be good for the particular organs of our body when we eat them. And that's what they'll look like. It's like walnuts look like the brain and they're good for the brain, etc. So, yeah, please keep that all in prayer there. I do pray to the Lord as well. I came across these like children's Bibles and the illustrations are amazing. So I bought some of them so that in the future, when some of my children leave to go to big school, I can give it to them as gifts, those whose parents aren't against it. So praise God for that. So yeah, those are my praises. And before I go off here, I do want to just correct something that I was stating in the study earlier on the Waldenses, because, yeah, it was Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, when I was talking about the sun, the moon, and the crown of 12 stars, and I stated that the sun represents the gospel dispensation, the moon represents the Old Testament, and the crown of 12 stars is the 12 apostles. Now, that's my understanding, and the reason why, and I'm going to share a quote from James White as well, because he actually states the same thing, and I do apologize, because actually, in the study, I didn't put this in there because I was actually just going to not go into it. But then I started basically preaching on it off the cuff as I was preaching. Because if you read the actual study notes, I didn't have this in there because I wanted to just like focus mainly on the Waldensians, the Church in the Wilderness. But seeing as I brought it up, got to, you know, correct it. So this is what. These are my study notes. So this is my study notes, and I'm going to share James White's study note. So this is my study notes on it. So the Son, being the Gospel, I got 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious Gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Now for the moon, there is no Bible verse specifically that states that the moon represents the Old Testament dispensation. That is just the conclusion I came to based on the fact that if the New Testament represents is the sun, then the Old Testament must be the moon, which is a shadow of the New Testament, or shines with light borrowed from the New Testament, as I put there, and as you'll see, James White also stated in the Review and Herald. I put Daniel 9:26 because if you Daniel 9:26-30 is, you know, where Daniel prophesies the exact date of, you know, the Messiah's coming. I could have also put Isaiah 53 there as well, come to think of it, because they were prophecies of Christ, right? There's so many prophecies of Christ in the Old Testament. So, yeah, I guess the point there is that as the moon shines the rays of the light of the sun, so does the Old Testament shine the rays of that come from the New Testament. And in the crown of 12 stars, being the 12 apostles, of course, Luke chapter 6, verse 13, "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." And then this is just a quote from James White that he in the Review and Herald. Let me just copy that. Copy and paste into the chat room here. So.
Just so you know, brother. You can keep your mic on. I just wanted to, you know, and thank you for clarifying, because like I said earlier, we do have spies that come here and they'll take your what you stated and put it in a video and take it out of context, you know, because they've done it to me, they've done it to Lawrence, they've done it to Sean. They'll literally take what you said, put it in a video, and build a whole whatever against us. So that's why I wanted, you know, the clarification. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Thanks for, even looking out for me there, because, yeah, I didn't even think of that, but that's a good point, because that is what they're doing. This is the quote from James White, so this should lock it down. "Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, November the 4th, 1862, page 180, paragraph 2. Definition of symbols: a woman, the true church; the sun, the light and glory of the gospel dispensation; the moon, the mosaic dispensation; and as the moon shines with the borrowed light derived from the sun, so the former dispensation shone with the light borrowed from the present. There we have the type and shadow. Here we have the antitype and substance. A crown of 12 stars, the 12 apostles. A great red dragon, pagan Rome. Heaven, the space in which this representation was seen by the apostle. We do not understand that the events here represented to John took place in heaven where God resides, for they are events which transpired on earth. But the scenic representation which passed before the eye of the prophet appeared in the region occupied by the sun, moon, and stars, which we speak of as heaven.
Okay, thank you. But one more thing. I don't know if you noticed, he said the Mosaic dispensation, which I would have a tendency to lean towards believing that's the Torah. First five books. Because he said Mosaic. Mm-hmm. Because Mosaic,
okay.
Yeah. But again, it does, you know, the Mosaic dispensation does go from Genesis all the way to the, you know, to the end of the Old Testament too. So maybe he could have. Too bad he's not alive where we can have him go further on that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think just took it as Old Testament because I guess, yeah, you're right, the Mosaic dispensation is the first five books, but because it's a part of Old Testament, and I guess the other books in the Old Testament kind of just expand on what Moses had already written.
Exactly. So, yeah, it could go all the way through then. Yeah, then I agree. Okay, thanks, brother.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Amen. Iron sharpens iron. All right, good. My other mic right now, so if the audio quality sounds different, it's because I'm using a different mic, but I'll use my normal one when I do the 4 o'clock. But all right. So I have a few things here I want to share first from Sister Vera, which I don't think was shared throughout the room, but she said, I praise Jesus for blessing me with trials this past month to bring me back closer to Him and rescuing my marriage once again. I'm sure God can use my husband in a mighty way in this Muslim city if he would only surrender to Him, and so Satan is doing all he can to break up my marriage. All right, and that is from Sister Veer, and amen. What a mighty trial that was to do so. I want to praise the Lord for the gift of prayer that He has given unto us. He does truly hear our prayers, and it's amazing how fast many things happen just after, you know, spending some time in prayer, whether it's, you know, the prayer that you might make, you know, and secret prayer throughout the day, or even, you know, praying at night. As I shared before, that there's a quote that Sister White talks about some people, you know, going and doing prayers essentially all night. And I wanted to praise the Lord for how fast so many things just seem to turn around after you really go to the Lord and you kneel before Him and you pray before Him and you ask Him to take care of certain things, so you're lifting up, you know, people that you care about, and yeah, just lifting up situations that are even going on within the church family as well, and seeing how fast things turn around. For example, this is just a situation between me and one of my friends that I had lost contact with for the space of, for a couple months, and literally the day. Even the day after I had prayed that night, because like I was saying about what Sister White brings up about, you know, sometimes setting aside, you know, sleeping for a little bit and going and praying, and literally the next day, the friend that I had lost contact with for many months, it's either the next day or within the next 36 hours or so, she regained back contact with me by sending me the friend request on Facebook. And I thought, well, that's amazing. So praise the Lord for that. That is also that's the second time that something of a similar thing has happened where I had not been in contact with somebody and they had been coming to mind. And so I went and I asked the Lord to bring them, you know, back into my life, essentially, if it was his will. And the other time that it happened, it was just, it took 4 days for the person, and it just happened in such an unexpected way that I ended up running back into that person. So I want to praise the Lord for that as well. I also want to praise the Lord for giving me opening doors for us to, you know, share with people, even when you can feel a bit nervous about talking to people in person, because I tend to do a lot more things online. It's a lot easier for me to do things online. Less social interaction, I guess, less awkwardness. So when it comes to doing things in person, I can be a little bit more nervous about certain things. And before I went out to go shopping one day, I actually knelt and, you know, asked the Lord to protect me, of course, but I asked him, you know, to allow somebody to essentially approach me so that I could give them the Arlac book. And what ended up happening is essentially that as I was on my way to the store, somebody actually ended up stopping me. And it was actually, I believe it was a homeless guy just, you know, on the side. He ended up stopping me and asking for funds. And so I was able to help him out, and I was also able to hand him an Arlac book. So praise the Lord for that as well. Also as well, recently, there's a problem with the water here in this city. And so they had to turn off the water. And so it was mostly off. And when that happened, for some reason, the heater in our house ended up draining. The water heater ended up draining. And when it did so, it actually fried itself. So our water heater wasn't working anymore. And we weren't sure, you know, it wasn't working any longer. So, you know, we put in the maintenance request, and the maintenance guy comes in. And, you know, as he's here, he's not knowing that I'm doing this, but as he's, you know, working, you know, I walk away, or I wasn't in the room with him, but I'm, you know, in a different room, and as he's working, you know, I'm thinking that he's, like, struggling and things like that. And so I'm, like, praying for him so that he's, you know, he's able to get his, you know, job done so he can, you know, fix our water heater. But also the thought came to mind about giving him an Arlac book, which, again, when it comes to dealing with interactions in person, I'm a lot more nervous about dealing with things like that. And so what actually ended up happening is that he is the one who ended up opening up the conversation to some degree when he was talking about, you know, some of the work that's being done. But he'd see the setup that's here in the house here, you know, with the books and stuff like that. And so he ended up asking about those kinds of things that were going on. And so through that doorway, I was able to speak with him, you know, about some kinds of things. Ended up finding out that he himself is also a Christian. And he was sharing how, I think he said something to the effect of, like, he needs to get back to church, or he's looking for a church, something of that along that lines. But I was able to, you know, listen a little bit to what, you know, he was saying and talk a little bit about some things with him. And as he was leaving and as he was departing, I was actually able to end up giving him also an Arlac book. So praise the Lord for that. It's just, even if you feel like that you are much shyer in person than your online presence, as I can attest to, if you just pray to the Lord and you just ask for certain doors and certain doorways to open up, you know, just be like, Lord, if you give it to me, you know, I'll walk through it. And that's something I've noticed even from my very youth, when I was a baby Christian, that if I just ask the Lord to just open up a way to do something, he'll open it up and then I can just walk through it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, trying to force my way through something or me fumbling about trying to do something. So praise the Lord for his wisdom and his help. And, yeah, like I said, the gift of prayer. Whether it's, you know, you're spending time throughout the secret prayer in the day, or even if you're going into the night and you're praying, you know, many hours and asking for many blessings. Just the Lord is very good. He definitely, especially from those night seasons, I always feel as if I come back stronger to, you know, better able to be obedient in my work. And even, you know, pushing those boundaries with some of the nervousness in some ways. And so, praise the Lord for those things. With that said, I will put down the mic, and I think the next voice you might hear is Mindy. If not, it'll go back to Pastor Nicholas. Let's have blessings.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Brother Sean. That's awesome. All right. I've got some more praises to share, and then I'll share my praise. All right. So Sister Letitia, she goes by Liddy. Sabbath blessings, family. I praise the Lord for God talking to my daughter Luna in a dream last week. She had woke up telling me she had a dream. Says there was a tornado and the doors were closing. She says the Lord is coming and that need to get right with God. Another day during the week, she had a dream again of tornadoes and doors closing. Says with this dream that God says he coming fast really soon and need to be ready. I also praise God for his wonderful, amazing love towards us and the long suffering he has towards us as we learn to grow and build our relationship with him. I praise him for bringing our family to his word and truth of all and helping us to grow. He is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. God bless, family. Praise the Lord, sister and little sister Luna. We just love you so much. Praise the Lord. God is definitely talking to you in your dreams, sister. And Brother Austin, I want to praise the Lord for having a good conversation with my father 2 nights ago. We got to talk about the Bible and life in general. Please pray for him. Praise the Lord, Brother Austin. I want to praise the Lord for this awesome testimony Sabbath. It's just been such a blessing. And I want to share my praises. I try not to take too long. My first praise is my husband traveled to Colorado. I think it was like 3 days ago, and he was driving through a really bad snow and ice storm, and I just praise the Lord for getting him safely there, and he took we have 2 Dobermans, a male and a female, and he took the male Doberman with him, so I just have the Angel, my female Doberman, so it's been kind of nice just having one dog, but I just praise the Lord they got there safely. He's doing some remodeling for his niece out there in Colorado, so. And then I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation and his wonderful love and answering our prayers. I don't know, a lot of you know I had a little miniature pincher, Sassy. She was going to be 16 next month. And she was getting really bad and getting old, obviously, and she couldn't see. She couldn't hear, and she was getting where she could hardly walk. And we were having our women's study night, and it was on a Thursday night. And I let Sister Katie know that I wasn't going to be there because Sassy made a mess in her bed, so I had to clean her bedding and give her a bath. And as I was giving her a bath, she just seemed so limp and lifeless, and I just knew that she was going to be going to sleep soon. And so I asked my husband to come into the bathroom. I wrapped her in some towels, and I said, you better say goodbye to her because I don't think she's going to be living long. And we were just talking about maybe having to put her down and call the vet the next day to make an appointment. And I just kept praying, Lord, I just want you, I want it to be you that has her go to sleep and not through a vet and have her just die naturally. And so I put a sweater on her, wrapped her up in a blanket, and I held her in the chair. And I just kept petting her and just telling her I love her. And she I could just tell she was starting to, you know, her breathing was starting to slow down. And I just kept praying, Lord, just take her peacefully. And he did. And she died in my arms. And I just praise the Lord for loving so much in answering our prayers, even with our little fur babies that we have. You know, it's such a blessing. And so I praise the Lord that my husband was able to thaw out the, it was freezing here, and he was able to thaw out the ground so we could bury her next to our other little dog that passed away, actually in my arms as well, naturally. And so she was buried next to Precious. And so now I just have the two Dobermen. And so I also want to praise the Lord. You know, we get a lot of trials and burdens that come upon us. And I had a burden with work where, you all know I work at Goodwill, and I hang clothes and price them and what have you. And so we had a meeting with all of the ladies in my department, and the manager and the supervisor told us that coming from corporate, instead of having to put 70 pieces on a rack, we have to put 80 pieces on a rack. And I was barely, I mean, through the Lord helping me, getting 70 pieces on my rack in an hour. And I was complaining, and I was like, how can we do this? You know, this is going to be hard. And they said, well, if you don't do it, then you're going to get a verbal warning. And then after that, you'll get a written warning. And then after that, she didn't say exactly that we'd be fired, but that, you know, there would be consequences. And I said, well, I just want it on record, if I'm not able to do this, that you can have me be a cashier or something, because I need my job. And she said, you know, don't worry, we'll make sure to, you know, that you'll have a spot here. And I said, okay. So I was complaining to my coworkers about it and you know, murmuring. And I also was complaining to my sisters, you know, in our study, you know, about it. And then the Lord revealed to me, you know, why are you murmuring and complaining? Use this in a way to glorify me and trust in me and lay your burdens on me and stop complaining and murmuring. So I asked the sisters to pray, and they did. And so yesterday I'm working, and I give God all the glory. Every hour I got 80 pieces on my rack. And brothers and sisters, I couldn't have done it without him. There's no way I could have done it without him. I just praise him so much, and I'm able to give him the glory. And if my coworkers ask me, you know, how were you able to do that? I can say, it was God. I prayed, and he helped me do it. So I just praise the Lord for that. And I just want to remind us all, you know, this is the seventh day of the year. This is the first Sabbath of the year. And now is the time for us to, the pledge that Pastor Nick talked about. We need to get serious, brothers and sisters, and pledge, make a pledge with our church family, our body of Christ, that we will, with all our power in us, and only through the power of Christ can we do it, to be obedient, to put away all sin and lay it at the foot of the cross, and ask the Lord to just strengthen us to overcome everything. Like Pastor Nick, even the littlest, tiniest little sin that we have in our life, we have to put it away. Now is the time. We cannot waste any more time. We have to get totally serious and make the pledge with the church family and in the presence of God and all the holy angels, that we are going to do our best today, starting today, on this holy Sabbath, to just dedicate our life totally to the Lord and put away all sin and ask the Lord to strengthen us, because we can't do it on our own. There's no way we can do it on our own. We have to ask God to help us, and he will help us. And I want to leave it with that, brothers and sisters. I love you all. I'm so blessed to have you as my church family. God bless you all.
Amen, sister. Amen and amen. And a digital hug. You know, it's not easy to... I remember when our dog D'Artagnan died. It's I never thought I'd cry over an animal, but, you know, it's you fall in love with these little guys, you know. And so, but, yeah, as to the pledge, I think we all have to get very, very serious about our walks. And it appears that he's pleased with what we're doing so far. He's opening it up his word to us, and he's giving us better understanding so that we can go forward and do what prophecy says his obedient children will do. So, thank you, Father. That being said, if we can all kneel, I don't have any more. Let me just check one last time to see if I got any more. Nope. Let me check all the emails because everybody's got my email addresses. All right. So, yeah, if you can kneel, please do so. We're not going to do a reading from Steps to Christ because I got to eat before the people get here. And we got some folks coming over. And, after the church service at 4 o'clock or so. So I'm going to be able to eat. So please kneel if you can. And then you're going to be hearing music. Yeah, you're going to still be hearing the music after we're done praying. And then whoever does the 4 o'clock will step up at that time. But, yeah, take this time together up till 4 to do the fellowship. Be with each other. PM each other. Give each other digital hugs. So if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much once again for all these blessings that you have bestowed upon us in just the last 30 days alone. Thank you for every month blessing our brothers and sisters here with a desire to share and to glorify you, because that brings people in. There's a lot of people on the sidelines just watching to see how Christians react to certain situations so that they can see Jesus, and they do see Jesus in us. And we want to be even better at this, Father. We want to overcome in every little way so that you are glorified and that we are worthy for the rain, the latter rain. And so thank you for blessing us on the seventh day of the week, the seventh day of the year, the seventh day Sabbath, and letting it be this is the time that we make a serious commitment towards you so that if you decide to let the latter rain fall in 2023, we want to be the first to get it, you know, or the only ones to get it, you know, because, and we know when we say only, we're talking about the obedient children of God worldwide. They don't have to call themselves SDR. We understand that part. And so thank you for blessing us and always, always answering our prayers, even if it's a no, because we know we're only asking you because you're the only one that has the answers. And so we thank you so much for being a true Father and a God unto your people. It's just so much better than kneeling down in front of a statue or asking mankind for help. It just falls on deaf ears. There's nothing going to happen. It's only you that can do these things. And who has ever done these things? You've always been doing them for 6,000 years now. And we want to go forth and declare that and glorify you and your Son with the power of the Holy Spirit in us. And so thank you again. And thank you for blessing us on this testimony Sabbath with all these blessings. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, of whom none of this would be possible, or none of what's happening tomorrow would be possible. So thank you, Father. And in his name, we pray in his name, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen.